What? That's what I've been talking about for 10
minutes. Pickled pink about.
Yo, Dave, what's up, man? It's Giggles.
David Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
This is fantastic.
Well, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it. We're doing a show for ourselves right now.
We're doing
a
show for ourselves.
You're hot.
I'm hot. Should I back up a little bit? Should I project?
Just
turn me down.
Just turn you down.
All right. Because I want to speak
it. Off. Don't back off.
No, I'm not backing off right now because I am full throttle angry.
I'm going to continue to work on the issue.
All right, work on the issue.
You continue to work on the issue. We'll hang out.
Which
we'll
is
going to
consist of me repeating the same steps over and over until it works.
So really, I shouldn't talk like I'm talking to our audience because we don't have an audience. It's just us.
We don't have an audience.
Think of it like you're leaving a voicemail for the audience.
Yeah.
That's
just
what we're doing.
We're just leaving a voicemail.
There's lots of good stuff to come. Just hang on.
Yeah. All right, what's going on, Giggles? I haven't seen you in so long, right?
You saw me last week.
Yeah, but for how long? 5 minutes?
For 15 minutes.
For 15
minutes?
Well,
maybe it was more like 30 or 45.
Yeah, I have this for you because
what?
You love it.
I love this.
Dave and Giggles. Week in review.
What's your week in review? What was your week like?
It was a good week. It was solid.
Yeah?
I worked Sunday. I think I worked like 4 days.
Nobody really cares.
What?
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 Huh?
Oh, you asked me a question.
I know.
You asked me a question. You asked me about my week, and
right.
I pretended like
All
you
right.
cared.
How's the new apartment going?
New apartment is great.
How's the new Mike and the Mad Dog over there?
Mike and the Mad Dog, we're doing good.
Yeah?
We're doing really good.
You need to make an IKEA run? Is that what I hear?
We need to get a... what do we need to get?
An Unkwok.
An Unkwok. A Vestag furniture selection. No, I need a dresser. And I've been searching on Craigslist for dressers, but I don't really want a secondhand dresser. I want my clothes to be, you know, the de-virginizer of the dresser.
You don't know what horrible things could have been done with the dresser that you picked up.
I mean, I put some dirty stuff in my dresser.
Right.
You know what I'm talking. What's the dirtiest thing you put in your dresser?
A dump. I put a dump in my dresser.
Wow.
I took a big fat boost in my dresser.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's been a good week. I've been Oh, check this out. I worked at Vera Wang's house.
Oh, yeah?
And when I say house,
Vera?
I mean palatial castle nut, because this thing was, what is this?
It's something.
Question.
Can we fix that?
Question.
It's got what?
Castle nut?
Castle nut.
It's a castle
Who's
nut.
Who's buzzing?
A castle nut. I think that's Curtis. A castle nut. No, it's not.
It's you.
Never mind. All right. A castle nut
castle
is
nut.
Like a oversized castle, like house squared. It was huge. It was huge. I'm talking about it could fit maybe a couple basketball gyms in there. We could have played basketball. It's ridiculous.
We could have played basketball in Vera Wang's house?
We could have, but I don't think she would have been
happy with it.
That happy.
What do you mean by castle nut? Like, what does that exactly mean?
He just explained it's castle to the second power.
Right. It's
but
like,
how is that a nut?
It's like nutted all over your castle. Like,
right.
That's how, like, you walk into a
that's
castle.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well, you never like
description.
You never like books of castles?
Yeah. Yo, McDonald's, let me get a number 6 nutted.
Yo, can you nut over my number 6?
Yeah.
Nut it. Yo, nut that shit. I like it. There's our new slang. Nut it.
Nut it.
Nut
Sir,
it.
For just an additional 79 cents, you could nut that shit.
You can nut that shit. All right, I need an update on Ustream.
Nada. Waiting for it to load, my friend.
Waiting for it to load. Okay.
So
what about like a, not a restart, but a reboot of the...
Okay, here are...
For the listeners at home, there's no listeners
right
now, are there?
Here are
there's
options.
No place to listen to it.
First, let's give a little background on what the issue is.
What's the issue?
Is that when we broadcast this show live, we use a service called Ustream.
Sure, Ustream.
And when you use Ustream, it gets access to both your webcam, if you have one, and your USB audio, which is, in our case, a fast track.
All right.
Right now... When I try to load the application that allows that,
loading it up,
I cannot. There is no button to click allow. It says allow, but there's no confirm. So I'm looking at this thing, and it looks like it's Ustream's problem.
Have you restarted Firefox?
It's a Ustream problem.
Have you restarted your computer?
No, but I cannot do that because right now we're recording.
Right.
The only evidence that we're doing the show is being recorded on the same exact laptop.
So we could either stop, take a break, or just keep going, plowing through and just give it to them.
We're going to plow through.
But really,
we're going to send – here's what we're going
to
do.
You just unplugged. What do we say to those 800 people that are listening right now? I mean, it could be 800,
well,
it could be 1,000.
There's no one listening.
Okay.
There would be 800 to 1,000 people who are sad that they
– very sad.
They're trying.
Sad.
But for my guess for them is Ustream isn't working for them either.
Perhaps.
So, because that's the case,
yeah,
I think we look at this in the best light possible.
As a victory
that we've discovered time travel.
I like it. Speaking of the best...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are recording this show from the past while you're listening to this show.
It's big.
You know, mind-blowing.
This could be like...
What's the future like? Give us a call. Let us know.
Let us know what the future's like. Let us know. Call Giggles.
So I got a story.
All right. What's your
story? So the lady friend and I...
The lady friend.
I'm not going to name any names.
Well, let's.
No. Whoa. Is this no holds barred?
No.
All right. Then what are you?
You were not going to be here today because you were going to go on a trip,
right,
with the lady.
Oh, right. What happened to that?
What happened? So that I'm setting you up.
We took a 2-day trip.
Yeah,
she kind of wanted it to be like a 4-day trip, but I was like, a 2-day trip is good. It's a good.
You don't want to go longer than
2 days.
I mean, how long is this relationship going on? Like, how long do you think
a four-day relationship
should be?
About 2 days. It's been going on about two days.
I just met her last night on Match.com. No,
you're a Craigslist man. You know that.
You know it. So, anyways, we take a little road trip, and we're driving, and we're taking her down some country roads and shit. I took her some really cool places. And are you even listening to me?
Yeah, right? I'm listening to you. Okay. Took her to some cool places, which I don't believe, but go on.
I'll show you pictures. So we're driving down the road, and I see this. I take my eyes off the road for 1 second.
It was like
1 or 2 seconds. I'm looking over, and I see this for sale sign. It's like Skyview Lots, blah, 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 11 left. And it's this like huge Mountain View, Catskills.
So you're upstate. You're up New York.
Upstate, yeah.
All right.
And I look, and I turn my head back, and I'm like, holy shit. And this wild turkey runs across the road, and I come two inches from hitting this wild turkey.
2 inches. Well, Kurt's trying to say something.
Yeah, just come on in. I was just talking about hitting a wild turkey.
I just want to give a Ustream update. Still down.
Still down. My network has totally gone down.
This is a great day. Weather update. It's raining.
It's fucking raining.
It's raining.
So, and then also, what do you want?
A little bit of laptop audio.
You want some laptop audio?
Just a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
Story.
No one will be watching us. Why don't we hit a turkey in the road?
Continue your story.
So hit a turkey in the road.
So I hit. I almost.
What do you mean you almost? Like, what is it doing? Is it running across the road?
It was like a lunatic. It was like doing that. It was like running.
Give me
across
a turkey.
The road.
Give me your interpretation of a turkey running across the road.
I was like, holy shit! Like, because he ran across, and I swear to God, like, I looked over, and I came inches from hitting this turkey. Like, it crossed in front of my...
That's a happy turkey.
But it was a happy turkey. He was survived.
Uh-huh.
But this is my question.
All right.
This is, like, in the 2 seconds that I took my eyes off the road to look at this lot that was for sale.
So you're looking at a lot for sale.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't have a job. You're looking for lots for sale?
Yeah. I got a job. I got a couple jobs.
All right, go on.
I almost hit this turkey. And I was like, how is that, like, fluke that the 2 seconds that I take my eyes off the road...
A turkey runs out
in the middle of the road. It could have been a deer. It could have been, like, a car. But it wasn't a car because we were, like, you know...
On the highway.
In the boonies. But it was a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my question.
All right.
And I want to ask you. If I would have hit that turkey, or let's say you would have hit that turkey...
Someone hits the turkey.
Would you have taken it and thrown it in the back of the truck and given it to a family to be like, hey...
If it was November.
Just be like, like a bloody-ass turkey with, like, feathers on the front of my truck.
So you're basically going, you're going to go up to some, like, backward-ass country guy and be like, yo, I hit this turkey. You want it? You want it? I'll go to the neighbor's house if you don't want it.
I would, as a practical joke, would probably dress up like an Indian and then go to someone's house and be like,
this is my offering.
Peace offering.
And then give him a pipe and be like, smoking my pipe. Smoking my hash pipe.
Yep.
But what would you have done? Would you throw it in the back of the truck, or would you just left it?
I would just left it. You don't want a mangled turkey in the back of your truck bleeding out.
It sounds like it could have very well been rabid and suicidal.
Going across the road, like, how did it sound again?
Holy shit!
Yep. I can't find employment! I'm useless! I'm so useless!
But, But yeah, I mean, I think it was a male turkey.
If they do want to call, I know no one's listening, but we can accept callers. That's all I'm saying. That's kind of the funny thing about it.
We can totally accept callers.
Yeah, we can accept callers because I got them back online right now.
Maybe it's November where you are. And if it is November,
and
tell
you
us,
want a turkey.
Would you appreciate someone coming up to your door with a live, or not live, a dead but still feathered turkey?
I don't, you know, if it was like hunting season, I don't think it's turkey hunting season right now. But if somebody's like, yo, free turkey, I feel like people that live out in the woods.
You'd take it.
I would have taken it.
So, why didn't you take it yourself?
Well, because I didn't hit it. If I would have hit the turkey.
But would you have taken it and defeathered it?
I wouldn't have done that.
Why not?
No, I would have given it to somebody.
But why wouldn't you take it yourself? Why?
Because I don't know how to defeather a turkey.
There's the internet. Oh, everything's down.
Yeah. The internet. So, but that would have made for an awesome story.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm Dave. This
I'll
is Giggles.
Just talk about my
There's
internet.
Jason.
Curtis. So what's going on? How was your week? Did you cry?
I didn't hit any turkeys.
You didn't hit any turkeys?
Didn't hit any turkeys.
You did, however, let Scrap borrow your computer.
I did. And it was actually a really funny thing. Well, funny thing. So yesterday I'm over there, and
that's crazy.
The hammer is outside working on his car, uh-huh. And Andy Scrap goes out and is hanging out with him, right? So I'm like, I'm taking my fucking computer back because I want to use it for the show.
Let the audience know this is taking place at the Justice League.
The Justice League.
The Hammer and Scrap.
The Hammer and the Scrap working on their new car.
The Thing was
wait, their new car.
Taking a nap.
No, his new car.
Wait, Scrap thinks
forbidding.
It's his new car.
Forbidding Scrap to use his car.
Oh, it's such a bad idea.
Forbidding. So anyway, so I go into his room and I take my computer back and I walk out and he's standing there and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm taking my computer back. He's like, that what? Fuck.
Was he shirtless?
He wasn't shirtless. It was cold out. He gets cold, you know, he's skinny.
Was it like, was he wearing a hoodie?
He's wearing a Scrap hat.
So what is downtown's new wheels looking like?
He's got a new Jeep. Nice. It's like a bluish, from what I remember, bluish Jeep. It's a 90, I think it's a 99.
Mm-hmm. What model?
It's a Jeep Sport.
Ooh.
Cherokee, I think. No.
That's Jeep's a panty dropper right there, dude.
Might be a Cherokee Sport.
Sport Cherokee, the boxy one.
Boxy one, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How long do you think it's going to be until that car breaks down?
I don't know. He's using your boy, Bill.
He used Bill. Yeah.
But he got Bill to get him another guy.
Right. Well, Bill is a guy that knows a guy. For those of you who don't know, Bill is my Craigslist auto mechanic.
Yeah.
I got him on
you
the Craigslist.
You love Craigslist.
I love Craigslist.
Loves it intensely.
And Bill was my guy who's like an auto mechanic, and he just helped me out with the boom truck, getting that thing locked down and solid.
Yeah.
You need a lot of work on that boom truck, though.
Yeah, I got to get it aligned. I was driving it this week, and it was like...
It's still squealing, huh?
Squealing.
You drive Pac-Man?
Yes, I do.
A dying Pac-Man.
Yeah, but get a little oil change, and so, a.k.a. Downtown the Hammer.
Scrap.
What do you got going on? You're just pressing buttons. You're not even talking to me right now.
I'm talking to you, buddy. Dissolve or resolve.
What are you doing? You're playing on Facebook.
Not playing on Facebook.
Have you not figured out how radio shows work yet?
No, he doesn't. That's why he has no computer. He's got little pieces of notebook
paper. He's just he's fucking
Post-its.
Post-its.
He's chiseling on the cave wall. Putting notes. Perhaps I will talk about Great Buffalo.
And I will say what's on these Post-it notes right now.
What happened to our wall of... Oh, there it is. There it is.
Topic board. A hurt child is everyone's business. Prevent child abuse. Call 1-800-635-1522.
Is this a plug?
Yes. This is a plug for what the Post-it notes say.
I was glad you were honest about that because I thought you were reading what was pre-printed on the Post-it notes as something you had come up with.
Yeah, that's what I thought you had actually like
this
a
is what I've been writing down. A hurt child is everyone's business.
Preventing child abuse. Speaking of child abuse, we're going to get a little topics.
Get into it.
Another pope.
Get
not
into
the pope.
It.
Another pope. Another priest has been accused of child abuse in Belgium or something. Like he's a high priest or whatever. But here's my question.
All right.
Oh, great.
Why? Why is it such big news if a priest does it? Is it just because he's supposed to be this holy guy? Because like you know, kids
he's associated with the church,
right? But kids are getting molested every day. So like, why don't we put more focus on that?
Because he's a focus with the church. Therefore, he speaks for the church.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah,
I think I see what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I mean,
you're saying why are we only talking about priests pedophiles.
Yeah.
As opposed to just pedophilia.
Pedophilia.
Which is equally wrong across the board.
I think pedophilia will always exist. Sure. It's a matter of it's existing in a church where you're supposed to be able to bring your kids and not have to worry about it.
Right.
You know? That's why they have websites out there for other people. I'm really loud. Other people to go there and be like, I don't want to live in this neighborhood if there's like pedophiles. They can go to a website and find out how many people are there. But there's no place to be like, well, I can't bring that my children to the church. Because there's pedophiles there.
Right. So which, like, which churches are...
Well, that's one thing we shouldn't have to worry about. That's the idea behind the uproar about the churches having pedophiles.
And I think what you're talking about is, like, a one-on-one approach to, like, a pedophile and his victims. But in this case, it's, like, it's a systemic approach to pedophilia.
I don't know. He just said one-on-one approach between a pedophile and his victim.
Right?
Like, it's kind of hot.
That's
really.
What it is.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah. Let's bring it down, light some candles in here, and talk about
pedophilia.
Young, tight skin. Okay.
Oh, it's so terrible. It's so terrible.
I'm looking for a job. I can't go on a pedophilia.
Don't go down that road. Don't go down that road.
Oh, jeez. All right. So, anyway, we'll get off the whole pedophilia. I'm just saying.
It's an interesting topic in the news because you have. We got online?
Ustream update. We are not online.
What's the weather
this,
like?
This means the same thing as it meant before.
This means bring.
Turn the computer up a little bit.
Oh,
this is getting funnier.
Oh, gotcha.
This is a good song.
We're up.
Weather update. It's raining.
Oh. I like that you got to tell Dave that you're going to play a song.
I don't know why I'm turning it down.
She says, tap me and I'll do that.
Okay.
And don't like, tell Dave to, hey, don't. I'm going to play a song right now.
Hey, you know the good part about this moment?
Nobody's listening.
We can edit this shit out.
Shut out.
You know what? I think the best part about time travel is that you can lie
to
the people in the future.
You can lie.
This is a big discovery.
I feel like that beeping.
I think it's my phone dying.
Thomas Edison.
Speaking of awkward moments, the eye doctor. Went to the eye doctor the other day just to get a little yearly checkup. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the eye doctor. I don't
explain
like the
why.
I don't like the. It's kind of awkward. You sit down in this dark room. It's usually in like a Sam's Club or a Costco or some like, you know. I think opticians' offices are always just a little bit weird.
I've never been.
You've never been to the eye doctor?
I've never had to, but go on.
What do you mean you've never had to?
A little update for the listeners. Mike just attempted to do the job he said he would do and then gave up about an inch away from the button.
He did.
And Dave just took care of it. Go ahead.
So wait, you're telling me that you never had to go to the eye doctor?
I have 20/10 vision.
You're kidding me.
I'm 20/10
You're like
vision.
A hawk.
I am like a hawk.
You're like a razor-sharp
hawk. Razor-sharp hawk.
The bearded hawk.
The bearded
hawk. The bearded hawk. Searching for a fish that they can grab with no luck.
The salmon. I get them every time.
Yep.
Duped. So anyways, I'm in this doctor's office, and it's just a small little office.
I like the blues.
And it's dark, and this guy's shining.
Give it to me in the blues form.
Oh! Wait, I'll wait for the 6, 7, 8.
Do what you gotta do.
Wait, this is not good. This is I'm not.
So the eye doctor
touching
you inappropriately.
He wasn't touching me inappropriately.
What happened?
We're in this dark room and he's shining these bright lights
in your eyes,
in my eyes, and he's like, open your eye. I'm like, okay, and I'm trying to open my eye and like, you know, he's just shining this bright ass light. And then once that's over with, I go down and I sit down for the glaucoma test, the pressure test, and they do that.
What is
in
that
your
mean?
Eye.
They blow in your eye.
The air test.
The air test.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate something blowing in my eye. You know?
That's what she said. That's all I can say to that.
So what happened with your eyes? You got new glasses or something?
I got a new prescription. No, it's my same prescription. But I just got to get tested every year. Speaking of really beep.
It's going to happen, you know? Mm. It's all right.
Speaking of getting tested, you getting tested?
More blues. Getting tested?
Yeah.
I got tested not that long ago.
Yeah?
Clean bill of health.
Really?
Mm. Clean bill of health. Speaking of...
No STDs?
No STDs. Clean bill of health.
That's good.
Took the HIV test.
Yeah.
Clean bill of health.
I am also STD free.
Good. Yeah. I thought, though, that it was that herpes girl.
There was, but I lucked out.
You lucked out. She wasn't enough flaring.
No, I
hear there's no lucking out with herpes. I think, like, once you...
No, that's not true. There's lucking out with herpes. There's
what if herpes is like the sort of like that primordial sludge that creates the new human race?
Wait,
you know
that makes no sense.
Is that a Futurama reference?
I don't know.
The primordial sludge.
But it's like, you know, one of those multiplying bacteria.
Yeah,
because we're 80%
bacteria. You're going to say that it's important that we don't get herpes.
then maybe that we do. And then
you sound like scrap.
It sounds like someone trying to justify having herpes.
Yeah, exactly. So the
what if herpes is the new black?
Guys, herpes? Guys, I have herpes, so I know this. Herpes is awesome. Everyone
you guys
get
need
herpes.
Some Valtrex?
I got tons.
Wow.
Wow. Good show.
Hit me up with some music, yeah.
You know what?
Hit me up with some music. Where's that coming from?
Your phone. That
your
now officially
dying.
Died.
But we're not on Blog Talk Radio, so why are you...
God,
why
your phone's
your phone
like an
even
Ableton.
Just doing some weird things, that's for sure.
Give me a little audio over there if you want to hear.
Interesting.
You know, this is all good. Right, I like playing music.
And music is good. All right, so here's an interesting music news. So the other day, Michelle Obama is...
The first lady.
The first lady. Who is the first lady?
African-American first lady.
She is the first African-American first lady, but I don't really care. So anyway, so she's in front of a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
White kids?
At the White House, so it doesn't matter. Probably
white
mixed
kids.
Color. Mixed,
mixed
race.
Mixed.
Wait, they were all mixed race children?
Mixed race children. They were all...
Individually.
Individually.
Albinos, too?
Probably some albinos in there.
Yeah, that's good.
So one of the kids asked her, oh, Mrs. Obama, is that you?
No, it's
Do you want to take the phone call in the middle of the show, Dave? I mean, Giggles?
No.
I mean, Dave and Giggles.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
So anyway, they ask her, they go, what music do you
call
listen
her, you're
to?
On the air. Yeah, you're on the air. We're doing a radio show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really didn't want to be on the air.
Caller, thanks for calling. I'll call you back.
Who's that? Who's that? Your mom?
Who's Deb?
Deb.
Mom loves being on the air.
So people in the future, we hope that you're more enthusiastic
than
about
we are.
Being on the show because people in this time do not like
don't like it.
Don't like it.
I really didn't want to be on the air.
So
want to be on the air.
They ask her what music she likes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, I love all kinds of music. This is what she said. I love all kinds of music. In my iPod right now, I have Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Rihanna, and Beyonce.
Can you put a pause on that story?
Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
We're getting more callers.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yo. What's going on?
Ramblin' Joe, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You guys on Ustream?
No. No, we're not. There's a...
Tell me we got technical
difficulties. We've traveled through time, Joe.
We got technical difficulties, dude. It's,
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
I'm looking forward to listening to it. I'm sitting in a coffee shop across from my hotel in New Orleans right now. Just doing some work, trying to find tickets to Jazz Fest.
Oh, really? What's...
yeah.
That's awesome, dude. How Ramblin' Joe, how's it going? How's your trip so far?
Nuts, dude. New Orleans is not like anything I've ever been to before. It's like this culture is so incredibly thick down here. Literally every corner that you turn around and walk 5 feet into is like a whole different world. It's visually, it's not like anything I've ever seen before. I swear to God, there must be like vampires and werewolves in this joint.
Really?
Yeah, it's nuts. Have you ever been here?
No, I've never been to New Orleans. I need to get down there, but things are good. Curtis is holding down the fort. We got a new nickname for Curtis. It's Naked Curtis.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Naked Curtis.
Sound key.
Is that how he's holding it down?
I'm naked right now, Joe.
To hear
I'm addicted
to
it.
Simply appears you're calling
from
the live show.
No clothes, Curtis.
Reconnect.
So.
I like it.
Yeah, dude. You taking some good pictures?
You know what? Not so much. I've been really just kind of been trying to get acclimated here. It's such a new environment. I took a few pictures, but nothing crazy. You know, I'm going to be here for the whole week, so I'm straight through now. I'm not trying to get myself too jammed up too quickly, you know?
I got you. Well, we miss you, Joe. We miss you a lot.
I miss you too, Mike, especially you.
Good, man. Good. I got a present for you when you come back, dude. You're going to like it.
Oh, nice. Nice. What is it?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
All right, sounds good.
We talked about it.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to run.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Later, buddy.
Yeah. Later.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Caller, you're off the air.
Caller, you were never on the air. All right, I think we're back up, so I know we're not on Ustream, but nope. People can call us again.
Jeez.
This is a good time for us to play that Ustream commercial.
All right, let's play the Ustream commercial, and then we'll come back.
Yep. Ustream, we don't work worth shit.
It sucks.
It's good.
That's a really good commercial.
That was a great commercial.
Wow. Good show.
Good show.
Really, really good show. What did you do to your finger?
My finger? I cut it on the way in here, setting up when you weren't here, remember?
Really?
When you were late again?
I showed up on time. Did you finish this Michelle Obama story? Or
My point about the Michelle Obama story is that she says she's into all kinds of music, and then she lists off Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Rihanna, Beyonce, and Usher.
I'm going to play a little game with you guys.
All right.
Let's do it.
What do Stevie Wonder, Rihanna...
Okay.
What was the second one?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
And Usher.
And Usher have in common.
They're all black. Okay.
That's exactly it.
Wow.
Now, second follow-up question.
Uh-huh.
What does the White House and... the president and his wife have in common.
White House, the president, and his wife.
It's almost an Oreo cookie. Black, white, black.
What?
That's
what?
So racist.
Oh, because the White House is there.
In the middle. It's like the cream filling.
How, in general...
You like that. Don't step on his lap. Let him go with it. What kind of laugh is that? You like that.
I'm just saying that you're wrong. Michael Jackson was clearly white. And that he's dead.
Now he's dead.
Everything's fine.
Everything's cool. Speaking of pedophiles.
Speaking of everything's fine, what do you think about Chris Brown beating the shit out of Rihanna and then like being like, all right,
we're time traveling again.
Yeah, we're time traveling.
Oh,
we're going back in time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you should bear witness. There is a cloud that is formed in the ceiling of the kitchen that we're in. We are traveling through a wormhole to a new land. Did you guys hear about Chris Brown beating the shit out of Rihanna yesterday? Good God.
This is the smoke monster, I think.
Smoke monster.
Oh, John Locke. Stop. Stop.
Wow.
Oh, check this out. That new they got a new Stephen Hawking show where he supposedly tells everybody how the Earth was created and what's going to happen.
Well,
and,
through a voice box.
Well, actually, it's not even a voice box. He types it in, and then it talks back. So it's not a voice box. He doesn't say anything.
What is it then?
It's a technological thing where he's able to punch in.
Like a box that has a voice?
Yeah.
But he doesn't really punch it in. He sort of types it in. Like
he types it in.
I don't think he can
really
punch.
I thought he was on the verge of death.
I don't know. Maybe his brain is like... Maybe he uses 95% of his brain and we only use 20. But it's the rest of his body. You know, maybe he's more mental than physical.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I use more than 20% of my brain.
I don't know.
I do.
Yeah.
And it may not be for thought, but it's for, like, moving my hands.
Yeah.
And for, like, feeling pain.
For feeling pain.
You know. We're time traveling. This is crazy.
I am Dave. This is Giggles.
And Curtis.
Wow. Do you know that a study came out that says teenage girls now send over 100 text messages a day?
I believe it.
Yeah, they should be doing something better with their fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Do you know how much boys send? 20.
20?
Average 20.
I would look at Dave's phone and maybe say that he sends more texts than the average high school girl.
Oh, totally. You know why? Because I hate talking to you. When you call me, I go fucking ignore that.
Yep. You do. You need a new voicemail message because your voicemail message is terrible. He sounds like he's out of breath. He's like, this is Dave. Leave a message.
You were in a hurry when you...
Maybe I was having sex when I did it.
No, you didn't.
Really?
Maybe.
Well, that says a lot.
No holds barred.
I think we got close to the sun there, Giggles. I think we can back off, put some shades on. So I
did
a little investigative reporting.
You did a little investigative reporting?
I did.
Curtis, on the scene.
I guess we can just play it.
Let's play it. Investigative reporting.
Joined
by Curtis.
There.
punishable by a $350.
Best part about being in the past.
Here
we're going.
Sydney made it illegal.
Because we're going to edit this out. And about 10 seconds ago, when we were like, oh, well, let's just play it.
Let's play it.
We're going to take it from there.
All right, take it from there. Let's play it again. Let's try one more time.
I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity to say it's kind of nice not having an audience.
Yeah, there's no pressure.
No pressure?
No pressure.
All right, ready? We're going to play it again.
In 2007, New York City made it illegal for Mr. Softy ice cream trucks to play their jingle while parked in a residential area, punishable by a $350 fine. 3 years later, it's not working. Jason moved to Queens late summer of 2009.
And I had probably 3 or 4 weeks of living here when the Mr. Softy trucks were coming around. And I was fine with it.
In spring of 2010, the ice cream men came back and parked at the bottom of the street, where they let the jingle play, sometimes for 5 to 6 minutes.
When they stopped and they just let it play, I thought to myself that it couldn't be, that wasn't right. They blast out the jingle. And it repeats itself because it's only about 25 or 30 seconds long, and it repeats itself over and over and over and over and over again.
If playing the jingle is illegal, is there something you can do? The natural reaction would be to, what, ask the driver to turn it off, right? Well, that's what Jason did.
He was really nice about it, actually, and he turned the music off, and then for 2 or 3 weeks, it was fine. He would hear the jingle, and he'd pull up, and he'd turn it off, and he'd serve ice cream. But then a new driver came. And this time when I talked to him, he turned it off. But the very next hour, he came back and just let it play and play and play and play. And it's one of those songs, one of those repetitive songs, and I became obsessed with it. I went online, and there's lyrics, and every time I hear the song, the lyrics get sung in my head by these two voices, one that sounds like a kind of off-brand goofy,
"Here comes Mr. Softy!"
And then another, like, Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland type of character.
"The Soft Ice Cream Man!"
"The greatest cream, the softest cream, the best cream, Mr. Softy! For a refreshing delight supreme, look for Mr. Softy! My milkshakes and my sundaes and my cones are such a treat! Listen to my store of wheels dangling down the street! The creamiest, dreamiest, soft ice cream you get from Mr. Softy! For a refreshing delight supreme, look for Mr. Softy! S-O-F-T-E-E, Mr. Softy!"
And it happens over and over, and they're stopped for 5 minutes, 10 times every hour. It's horrible. And I'd had enough, so I went online and I found Mr. Softy's website, and I called them.
"Thanks for calling Softy. You're on hold. Thank you for calling the ice cream man. His name is Mr. Softy. Our hours of operation are 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. One of our representatives will be with you soon. While you continue to hold the line, please enjoy the tune. The creamiest, creamiest soft ice cream you get from Mr. Softy. For a refreshing delight supreme, run for Mr. Softy.
And he stayed on hold. With nowhere else to turn, Jason called 311 to file a noise complaint.
"And do you have the license plate of the offending vehicle, sir?"
"I do. It's 65959JZ.
65959JZ as in zebra.
The Z's right, but the numbers were out of order. It's 65959JZ.
65959JZ. J as in giraffe, Z as in zebra.
Wait, how do you spell giraffe, Del?
J-I-R-A-F-F-E.
You got it, bud. That's it.
All right. Okay, sir. Well, by law, I'm required to do one more thing in order for you to file the noise violation.
Okay.
You have filed a noise complaint against a Mr. Softy. You should be aware that we will investigate it shortly. Your confirmation for your claim is 285LB as in parrot. Now you have filed a noise complaint against a Mr. Softy. Is there anything else that we can help you with today? JRIAFFE, Mr. Softy.
You confronted the drivers, you called Mr. Softy headquarters, and you filed a complaint with 311, and, well, do you still hear the voices?
Every day. Here comes Mr. Softy, the soft ice cream man. The creamiest, dreamiest, soft ice cream you get from Mr. Softy. For a refreshing delight supreme, look for Mr. Softy. My milkshakes and my sundaes and my cones are such a treat. Listen for my store on wheels, dingling down the street. The creamiest, dreamiest soft ice cream you get from Mr. Softy.
Welcome to NPR.
Wow.
That was
to
good.
Support NPR, donations
can be made.
What we run on.
Mr. Softy.
Mr.
That was quite good. I enjoyed that immensely.
I did too. I was actually impressed.
Yeah. I was laughing the whole time.
I was giggling.
It was giggling.
It was good.
Yeah.
Got him giggling.
It was really
J-I-F-F.
What an idiot.
Did you say, how do you spell that, boss? You like, how do you spell giraffe?
Yeah. It worked
out. You got
out,
it, boss. You got it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, in his world, that was confirmation that we had said J.
Calling 311 is fun, man. Remember when I called about the walk sign being all messed up?
That was the most retarded thing.
We should play that.
You should. I don't know if I have it. Let me take a look.
I mean, you know, well, we can edit that in because we don't have any listeners right now.
Sure. I might actually have it.
But, I mean, we do have listeners just from another time period.
They're from the future.
Yeah.
From the future. It's like Lost. What else? We didn't even really use the topic board.
No, I mean, we hit Naked Jason. We got the Mr. Softy thing.
Mr. Softy.
We talked to Lonely Joe.
They did. Open door piss policy.
That's what's next.
Open door piss policy.
There is not one.
Do you do you pee or did you pee in front of your, you know, do you pee in front of ladies? Like, not in front of them, but like, if like, do you have to?
That's an interesting way to pick up a lady. Giggles.
Hey, let me pee in front of you. How do you like that?
What do you think about this? Look at this stream.
That puddle's huge. Wow, that's impressive.
That's a big stream.
Mm. Speaking of stream, what's our status on UStream?
Down.
What's the status on UStream?
It's down.
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 Down. Down. It's raining.
Down.
So, another interesting thing I came across in articles. You know the Geico voice?
Yes.
That guy who doesn't say if he's British or Australian or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was
not
fired.
The lizard, right?
The lizard.
No.
The lizard. The lizard guy was fired.
No.
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Because he called in to the Tea Party organization and left a message.
In the Geico voice? In the lizard voice?
Well, in his voice. That's his voice.
Well, that's his voice. How do you get fired? Yeah, I mean,
so he called in, and part of his message was, the percentage of people that are mentally retarded who are working for the Freedom Works are who follow you guys.
See, you shouldn't
get political.
Therefore, he
said retarded.
His voice, you know, is a representation of Geico.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Geico's like, we can't have you taking sides here. You're fired.
Yeah. What needs to happen is that, what's his name, Dennis Hansborough. From the Allstate ads.
The Allstate ads.
I don't know this.
The name. President.
Yeah.
Well, David he got Palmer. Shot.
Yeah.
I know that name more than his real name.
Yeah, exactly.
But he needs to come back on the other side.
And be the president?
You're in good hands.
You're in good
hands. You're in good hands.
Do we should get some audio.
The Tea Party hands.
Your good hands are filled up with so many mentally retarded people. Mentally retarded people.
It's like the Dell guy getting fired for smoking pot, you know?
You want to find the Dell guy?
You know where he is?
I know where he is.
We should get the Dell guy on our show.
Wait, he bartends in New York City.
Really? Let's get him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get him in.
I think we should just go down there and
get audio
plastered with the Dell guy.
All right. I like it.
All right. We'll get some audio. We need to. Well, never mind.
One of the other things he said, and it was, spin it when one of your members does actually kill somebody. Wondering if you've got a PR spinning routine planned for that, or are you just going to take it when it happens?
Well, I think the dangerous thing here is totally like, can he not have an opinion? just because he works for Geico? Is that included in the
Well, I guess the interesting thing would be if he used his name, if he used Geico in any way. That wasn't in the article, but if he did, but he is known for the voice. Like, that voice is pretty well known.
Well, so, I'm known for my dick.
But what happened was, it's true, well.
Herbie's dick.
The Herbie's dick.
No, that's your dick.
But what they did do, they called up Geico, and they were like, we are going to do a huge protest if you don't fire him.
Of course they are.
So therefore you go. There's your slippery slope.
But that could have happened any time. You could do that any time. We could just call up, like, who do you not like at your office? Anyone.
Everybody.
So I don't like that. Start a movement place. And call up and be like, fire the entire staff at Dave's office or we'll never watch television again.
Well, that's like the Verizon guy. I mean, he probably is in hiding. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gets so much money being the Verizon guy. Like, the Verizon guy can't go out and get a beer.
You know what sucks?
No.
He has a twin brother.
What?
Who gets nothing, but still has to go through a life of...
You don't think his brother supports him a little bit?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I'm sure he picks up a tab every once in a while.
Wait, what do you think? Yeah, right? Yeah.
But I bet you also on the flip side, but he gets lots of ass because of his brother's...
No, nobody wants to do the Verizon.
Yeah. You don't think so?
I want to fuck the guy with the biggest network.
Can you feel me now?
No, likely that...
Girls love guys who are on TV.
Yeah, but the biggest network, he probably has herpes.
He probably does have herpes.
He has herpes.
Well, that's a direct result of getting a lot of "can you hear me now, pussy."
Right. Mm. That's what happened to Giggles.
And now he's on Valtrex.
Yep.
Every day.
He snorts Valtrex.
Giggleitis. Every day. We should play that Giggleitis. Right now. We'll cut it in the future.
Cut it in.
It's a good bit. I like this bit.
Giggleitis was so funny.
Let's play that bit.
It was so funny.
Put that record on.
A second time.
Giggleitis.
And I try to be careful.
Very careful.
Very careful.
Then my doctor told me something surprising.
One study found that up to 70% of people who had
Giggleitis
got it from their partner when they had no signs or symptoms of an outbreak.
And it doesn't matter how few outbreaks you get. You may still spread
Giggleitis
at any time.
Now I take one
weekly Dave and Giggles
to reduce my risk of passing it on.
Dave and Giggles.
This is the only medicine proven to reduce the risk of spreading
Giggleitis.
Always use safer sex practices with daily therapy, which also includes avoiding sexual contact when you get or think you're getting an outbreak. There's no cure for
Giggleitis.
Even with treatment, it's possible to spread
Giggleitis. Dave and Giggles.
Just for adults with healthy immune systems to avoid a potentially serious complication.
Talk to your doctor and see if Dave and Giggles is the answer for you. A subscription to Dave and Giggles might cure your Giggleitis or just make matters a whole lot worse.
Ask your doctor about
once weekly Dave and Giggles.
Now I'm doing even more to reduce the risk of spreading
Giggleitis.
I feel good about that.
Yeah. I think the best thing to do is to throw him the fastball.
It was like, that was me. That was you.
So let me get this straight. Giggleitis. You suffer it from a lack of Dave and Giggles.
Right. A lack of laughter.
What I'm thinking is that Peeper in the future.
Peeper.
The Peeper in the future. Oh, it's our Norwegian expert
the
on
Peeper
Giggleitis.
In the future.
Go ahead, Dr. Fungal.
Peeper in the future.
The Peeper in the future. The people in the future need to hear more Dave and Giggles, but they can't because you've traveled through time to the past. I'm actually from New Orleans.
I've gone down south.
Yeah.
Do you hear the Peeper down south?
Joseph Marconi, if I have not
seen you forever.
Since I have seen you, boy.
Did you hear Ramblin' Joe talk about, like,
Ramblin'
culture?
Joe.
He's like, there's culture every step.
What
I think
it's true about New Orleans, though.
Is this, like, culture left and right? He said vampires and werewolves.
Right.
Is that a racial slur?
And Rice lives there.
No, it's a very...
It's very haunted.
Very voodoo-ish down there. They're very big into voodoo.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And everyone believes in it. Everyone's like, yep.
Yep.
That's what happens here.
Do you think he's getting into Jazz Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to a couple already, I think.
Yeah.
There's actually a funny voodoo story. My friend Johnny up in Massachusetts, his brother was down in
Massachusetts,
New
the second most popular voodoo.
Or as I like to say, Massachusetts nut.
Salem Witch Trip.
Massachusetts nutted.
Yeah, you're laughing. Why are you giggling? Massachusetts voodoo, New Orleans voodoo.
Voodoo. Totally. So he's down, his brother's down in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And
Nollins.
And he was at a voodoo store and he lost his license. Right,
he lost his license.
Oh. So he had to go back. He was living in Dallas at the time, and he had to go back and get a new license. He went back there like a year later. He saw that there was a voodoo doll up in the window, and it had a picture, his license picture, on the voodoo doll's face.
Okay.
So they found his license on the floor, cut it out, put it on a face.
That's sick.
Fucked up.
It's voodoo.
You believe in voodoo?
Mm, probably, man. I so curse you every day.
If I take some what meals, happens? Some kind like of sucks. Giggles doll,
yeah.
God. Start poking you.
I'm going to tickle the giggle doll.
Tickle the giggle.
Yeah, I'd be afraid of where you'd poke me, though.
He's not ticklish, would. Apparently.
Yeah. He's not ticklish. Yeah.
Did you ever play with... do you have a sister or are you a lonely child?
No.
All right. We've covered the pedophilia giggles.
We have.
Did you ever play with your sister's dolls?
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen.
You had a sister. Yeah, you had an older sister.
Turn off the radio now.
Turn it off.
You will be sequestered to a court of law if he continues. There's no way he'll continue.
Pedophilia.
I stopped him. I stopped him with my words. Yeah. I saved your
That's
life.
That's usually what happens, you know? Stop people with their words.
Which, if you had to do one of the Golden Girls, which one would it be?
Betty
the
White.
Old lady.
Betty White.
The old lady?
Yeah.
Do you know the old lady was actually the youngest one?
Yeah, I know.
Not one of those like urban legends?
No, that's true. She's still alive, from what I understand.
Oh, I thought she died. Who? How many Maybe Golden not. Girls are
Betty
still?
White? Betty White's pretty old.
She's hosting SNL next weekend.
How do you feel really? About that?
I'm very excited.
You're very excited?
It's going
to
be really fun.
The lady won't be able to last very long. She's pretty old.
But she's incredible.
Yeah.
She's going to blow your mind. With where she's willing to go with that.
Yeah.
Betty White, it's Betty White and Jay-Z, and what? I have no doubt that they're going to end up in the most awesome
sketch. Jay-Z will make out with Betty White?
I hope so. I hope they do, like, okay, the joke is Betty White replaces Beyonce. They do a video of the two of them as, like, an SNL digital short.
How far would you let it go? So maybe we go...
I'd let him fuck her. Like, that's how far I'd let it go.
So,
that's as far as it can
go. So obviously,
if
that's as far as it'll go, you wouldn't mind seeing, like, Betty White in a bikini, two-piece.
For the sake of comedy?
You would be all right with it.
Yes, I would.
They need that. SNL needs Betty White.
Well, SNL has really gone downhill.
Yeah.
So Betty White's going to bring him back. You think
that,
Betty White?
I want them to do just a straight-up, like, truthful... one beat of a Golden Girls episode as a sketch.
They will.
Just like the beginning of it, but then have ridiculous people play.
Sure.
Bill Hader as B. Arthur would make a lot of sense to me.
Mm.
Do you think Betty White's going to be like, no, not going to do that? Like if they're like pitching ideas to her, they're like, hey, what about this?
And I think Betty White's a time in her life where she just doesn't care. Yeah.
How far would Betty White go?
Maybe two-piece bikini.
I think she'd fuck Jay-Z.
I don't think Jay-Z would fuck her.
No, probably not.
No.
Would you?
All right, here's a question before we get into
that.
Probably
accurate now.
Wow. All right, so do you think they're going to have record viewing with Betty White? Because this has been a long time coming. Like, everyone's been, like, pushing for Betty White to be on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you think there will be record showing?
Yeah,
viewing?
I think it'll be a great show for that. I don't know if it'll be a record, but...
How many people do you think you're going to see view it? Let's take an over-under.
At least
20.
At least 20.
Okay.
I think I'll win that bet. Will you give me 20?
Well, I mean, we're going to see if we can get like
the
closest. I have no idea.
You set the stakes, Mr. Casino.
I'm going to say 7 million.
7 million?
7 million
That's
people.
A big episode.
It's a big episode. 7 That's... million people watching.
Ooh. Mm. No. Mm. I think it'll be 5.
5.
I think they'll get 5.
I say 4.3. Let's write these down.
Write those down. Save them for next time.
Yeah. Heaven forbid we have to remember 7.5 and 4.3.
Well, we could always
very
go back
difficult.
In time and
very
remember with this. Right. All right, so you said 7.
We are going forward
you
in time.
You said 7.
Forward
I said 4.3. And what did you say, Curtis?
5.
5.
5, okay. It's kind of like a Price is Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the point here.
Dude,
little game.
Somebody's Facebook post was like, Price is Right ain't the same without Bob Barker. And I was like, really? That's your Facebook post? Like, I want to, like, secretly make fun of, like, people's Facebook posts. You know? It's just sometimes it's just so...
All right, so...
Do you have a Facebook account? Giggles?
He does.
Giggles? Like, personally Giggles?
We're going to find out what his last post was. And
what do you think is inappropriate? Let's see what an appropriate two Giggles Facebook post is. Because I know what he puts out there is totally not appropriate.
Would it... Like example.
I almost hit a turkey. What would you do? You spelled it with all V's. What
true.
Would you do?
But it's a...
That's the actual post. This is how it went. Almost killed a wild turkey with the boom truck this weekend. Question. If I had, do I throw it in the back and give it to somebody to prepare and eat, or do I leave it in the road? What would you do?
All right. So what's the difference between that and without Bob Barker, it's not the same?
No difference at all.
No difference at all. What's the last one he had before that?
The last one before that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull up.
He's trying to multitask.
Internet's down again.
I'm trying to get Ustream working. Update Ustream. Not working.
Not working.
This is very nice. He's one of the people who uses the fact your name shows up and it makes the full sentence, including his own name.
He likes doing it, does he?
So this one says, Mike Bradley is thinking a spontaneous road trip is in order. Ellipses plus a period.
Plus a period.
He used four periods. That's not.
So how was his road trip?
It was good.
What'd you guys do? Where'd you guys go? The Catskills? Did you do a little camping?
Did a little scenic ride, scenic drive.
So how long did you go for?
2 days. We left Friday and came back Saturday. Left Friday afternoon, early-ish, and came back Saturday night.
Where'd you stay?
This hotel.
A little bed and breakfast?
No, but it was close. It was like a nice hotel. Did a scenic drive. Went to a wine tasting.
Ooh.
The other day.
Did you get plastered?
No. We had a bottle of wine over a few hours, but it was beautiful.
What's that noise?
It's raining.
It's raining out there.
It's raining, man, mother.
Give me this next one.
Oh, you just want to just read Mike's face. Okay, we can do that.
I just want to see
points. I'm wanting to tell a story.
Okay.
All right?
Let's hear it.
April 20th, 420.
Big 420.
12:46 p.m. Mike Bradley taking photos in the Hamptons.
Oh, that's what I was doing.
He was.
That's what I was doing.
April 20th, 1:38, just 52 minutes later, Mike Bradley got the shot.
Got the shot. So that's better than Bob Barker.
Uh-huh.
Not the same
April
without him.
21st, 10:09 p.m., a full 33 hours, a little under 33 hours.
33
later.
Hours.
Mike Bradley quotes.
Quote.
The treasure is buried.
No, your incoherent babble is out there.
Thursday, this past Thursday, which would have been the 22nd, so about 3 hours after
he told
us where the treasure was.
The treasure was, but it did not tell us. It was code.
It was code. I think he almost got murdered in the radio silence. What he was trying to.
In the radio silence.
It's just cut off.
Cut off.
So about 3.5 hours later.
So for 3.5 hours, people are probably pretty worried about him.
Right. He found the treasure and someone murdered him for it. Was it the Nazis?
Could have been the Nazis.
The Nazis.
What would you do?
The Nazis.
What would you do?
All right. What is the next one?
3 hours later, all is right in the world because Mike Bradley's watching Steel Magnolias. What? What? Steel Magnolias Steel is a Magnolia. Very valid film.
What?
What? What?
Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
Isn't Dolly Parton in that movie?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh, she's like an alien. She is an alien.
She really is an alien. What'd you think of Steel Magnolias?
It's a good movie.
Wow.
It's one of those ones I think I first, like, you know, knew what emotions were.
It's not a sad movie.
It's a sad movie, but when you're like 6 or 7, it's a chick flick.
Did you cry?
A little bit.
At all?
A little bit.
What
was the one scene that like really got you?
Drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice, Shelby.
I have an actual serious question here. Facebooks. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter, all those fun things.
You just aged yourself like 5 days. You called it Facebooks, right? Okay, Facebook. So tell me this. Tell me this about Facebooks.com.
Facebooks.com. And Twitters. The Twitters.com. So I was talking with the Hammer the other day, mm-hmm. and he was like, why is Joe posting so much?
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't he living in the moment and just doing his shit?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So what do you say? Is the question? Is that living in the moment, or is that like
it's the new way we live in the moment?
It is the new way we live in the moment.
That's the argument.
I think he's sharing. He's like, listen, guys, I'm doing this. You're sitting behind your cubicle.
Yeah. Either you're on board with that is a thing, or you're not. Like we're at the moment where you remember what it was like to go to a concert and not record the whole thing with a camera.
Sure. I think there's something to our generation. And being left out, like feeling left out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes these so popular, the Twitters, mm-hmm. the Facebooks.com.
Twitter not very popular with teenage kids.
Not as popular with the older generation. But there's something about that, like being in the know, being in the communication of knowing what other people are doing mm-hmm. and saying like, oh, I'm okay then, I'm okay. I know what you're doing, I know what you're doing. And I'm here, and I'm doing what I'm doing. But I'm going to let you know what I'm doing, because I don't think Bob Barker is a, you know, missed.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Do you think that...
It's It's art, man.
Is it art?
Judge people. Like, this is what people want to talk about. I can't come into someone's house and be like, you're not allowed to talk about Bob Barker because it's ridiculous. It makes no sense to me.
What did he say?
Like, not tune into it.
Not tune into it or tune into it.
If you're up to sure. Bob, I've written some dumb shit.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's about shit. Sometimes it's like...
Talking to the microphone.
I just pooped in a dresser. Sometimes that's what
that's what you're talking about.
I just took a crap in a dresser.
Actually, that's something that's very often what you talk about.
It's the new Renaissance, you know? It's either the new Renaissance or the new Antichrist. Facebook. The Antichrist.
And I backed up from the mic earlier because I was yelling.
I know you were.
Know like you those were. Singers, you know, like
so
American Idol.
So make sure
Idol
everyone does. Can hear you. In the future. In the future.
You ever searched Facebook for other people named Mike Bradley?
Yeah, look at this douchebag.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Give me his last post.
I'm trying to. There's get a guy there. Who has like most of the people.
Oh, he looks like the crucifix right there.
Smartly, he does look like the crucifix.
I was thinking about joining a group or creating a group named Mike Bradley's.
The Mike like Bradley's like, of the you know, world.
Yeah.
12 or 13 Mike Bradley's.
I am Facebook friends with a guy named Jason Curtis from England.
Really? Yeah, just because fun. His name is Jason
he requested the friend. I think it's a funny thing to be friends with people. There's just be like, you know what? We have the same name. You're automatically in the club. It's like you're my brother.
You're my boy.
All the names floating out there. Your parents, my parents, picked the same combination. Bam.
But I mean, let's face it. Jason Curtis, Mike pretty Bradley. Common. Those are pretty common names.
Dave Colonna. If we're all going to put our names out here.
Yeah, that mine's
the government's going to listen to this radio show. Right?
Mine's not as popular. There are some of them, though.
Colonna.
There are some.
Do you get pissed when people call you Colonna?
Yeah. Well, I've actually grown used to it. It's been called that since I was a kid.
Really?
Kalana.
What did people call you when you were a kid? Like, what was, like, the name? You know, mine was Four Eyes. People called me Four Eyes or Curly.
You
know what?
That.
Curly Q.
Curly.
Some kid
well,
made
look
fun
at
of
you.
Me because of my curly hair. He called me
you.
Curly Q.
Look at
like,
your hair.
You douchebag. What is Curly Q?
Hey, Curly
you know?
Q.
And I'm upset.
It's like that movie, Curly Sue.
Curly.
Curly. Oh, maybe that's why he said that.
Yeah, Curly Sue.
I got Kermit because my last name is Curtis. I got Curtis a lot, too, but then that led people to Kermit.
Jason Kermit?
Jason
they,
Kermit.
You know, they just call me Kermit or
Kermit.
Four Eyes or Curtis or...
You had four eyes, too.
I had glasses.
So was it difficult growing up with glasses, people calling you four eyes?
So ask the hawk. I had 20/10 vision. What's it like?
What's it like?
What's it like?
What's it like?
Living in a blurry world of uncertainty.
I think it must be difficult. That's all I'm saying.
It was. I didn't start like being attractive to girls until I got contacts.
Mm.
It wasn't until I got contacts that I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm actually a swan.
I see now.
You know?
I see.
The ugly duckling has grown into a beautiful swan of pleasure.
Delight.
Cut to 3 years later. Giggles, you have herpes.
Giggles. Giggleitis.
Contacts were the worst thing I ever got.
Did you have acne as a kid?
I mean, I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I suffered from, like, the occasional really bad sick.
Like that one.
I didn't have, like...
Like that one.
That one.
Yeah. Were you a bad acne kid, or did you just have one?
No, I had bad acne.
You have big pores.
Yeah, I had pretty bad acne.
So you probably had bad acne.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like...
They call you pus face?
I'm
still getting over the fact that Dave just treated you like a makeup counter lady. It was like, you've got big pores, sweetheart.
You have big pores.
This is like Steel Magnolia.
Yeah, it is. I'm Dolly Parton.
Shelby, don't just tell the customer she has big pores.
You ain't gonna sell merchandise like that.
Are you high, Clarice? Mm.
I hope one of us doesn't die of cancer because of what you just did and all that voodoo.
That voodoo bullshit.
So, get this. Think about what?
Prepare for a new segment. This was, if you remember when we started talking about doing the show, there was an early idea.
Early idea.
Was to read through what Mike Bradley's up to on Twitter.
Okay, the other Mike Bradleys.
All Mike Bradleys.
I thought it was a great idea.
As applied to Giggles.
I feel like we forgot about it.
So, just in the next few minutes, we're going to learn
what the other Mike Bradleys are doing.
Mike Bradley loves beer and spraying Axe at Sunny and saying how girls are only happy if there's a dick in the mouth.
What? That's what Mike Bradley's saying?
That's another Mike Bradley right now.
That's Mike Bradley FC.
Same Mike Bradley. Welcome, boys and girls, to the Mike Bradley Fan Club. It's all for you. Every move Mike makes... Here it is. Let's write the book.
This guy's just like you. He sounds just like you.
And then, that one's in another language.
I'm
going to
become friends with this guy.
This guy, Mark White, sent three of his friends. What about Mike Bradley? And then a link. Well, I don't even know what that is.
What about Mike Bradley?
What about Mike Bradley? Mike Bradley, and then it's a picture.
Oh, it's the soccer player, Mike Bradley.
Yeah.
Do you know this guy?
Yeah, I've Googled myself.
Are you in some way like jealous of the Mike Bradleys that have
good
done
question.
More
good question.
Than you have? Because I certainly, like, if I see a Jason Curtis, like, I'm an astrophysicist mm-hmm. that's written 3 published papers, motherfucker.
There is a Dave Colonna that was a college basketball player and, like, a really good one.
Yeah. Mm. Who did you play for? Do you remember?
I think it was Duke, I want to say.
I think there's also a Dave Colonna that wasn't a vagina. Ooh.
I'm going to become friends with that other Mike Bradley and ditch you as a Bradley.
Oh, my gosh. So check this out. Speaking of voodoo.
Voodoo.
There's this one time I was waiting tables, which I hate, by the way. I hate waiting tables.
But you do it a lot.
But I ID'd this girl.
Right. Mike Bradley says the number of people addicted to prescription pills in Sarnia is growing. He would like to see a detox center created.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I'm just going to interrupt.
That's very, very intriguing, Mike Bradley. Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Thought-provoking.
So I asked this girl for her ID.
Yeah.
Guess what? Same birthday.
As yours.
As mine. I was like, that same day, same month,
so that's
same
a 1 year. In 330, oh, same month, same year.
Yeah. So what are the odds of that? Somebody, can we get a little statistics on that? What are the odds of, like, just randomly, because I don't ID everybody.
Yeah, 1 in 6 billion.
1 in 6 billion.
No. Actually, probably like 7 in 6 billion.
Can you? Is there a website?
How many birthdays? How many kids are born a day?
200,000.
200,000. So 200,000 in 6 billion.
Yeah, it's like, and then you would want to lower that.
Of course.
Can you speak into the microphone, please?
No, I'm doing math.
He's doing math.
He's
going to
get loud.
He backed off.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a purple cloud above the kitchen. I'm doing math.
I'm doing math.
200,000. So you divide 6 billion by 200,000. There's 5 200,000s in a million.
So you're talking 1 in.
There's 6,000 times 5, 30,000 in 6 billion. And you can reduce that.
So 1 in 30,000.
Yeah. You're talking 1 in like 1 in a billion.
1 in a billion.
Wow. That's crazy.
Longer odds than Luke Skywalker destroying the
which was
Death Circle.
And the thing is that she was hot. She was kind of cute.
Star Wars nerd.
She was kind of cute, and I thought that was kind of like a little bit of a flirt.
So what'd you do?
Well, she was with this guy who got really jealous. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that you have the same birthday as me. Oh, that's crazy. And he was just like, I'm going to kill you. Yeah, like, he was just looking at you. He was all jealous. Like, that we had a connection, because we probably had more of a connection.
You know what was fucked up is that guy. That guy was probably born one day after her, same year. It was like, oh, we almost had
it. We almost had it, but then this guy steps in. Fucking
what's
curly
your name,
cute.
Motherfucker? Mike Bradley, what's your name? Mike Bradley.
And I play soccer.
I've achieved so much success on this pitch, but I can't compete with you because you have the same birthday as my girlfriend.
Same year, same month, same day, same time. Did you ask her the time?
No.
Oh, why didn't you ask her the time?
That would have been crazy. That would have been like a 1 in 50 billion.
Sure, and that was probably even higher than that.
User X10 Soccer's with you in the Mike Bradley argument against Mike Bradley.
What does he
say? Who's the biggest liability temper-wise? Mike Bradley or John Therry?
Mike Bradley.
Yeah. I say Mike Bradley. Fire him and the dad he rode in on.
This guy's way more comical than you.
Yeah. He's more vocal.
And
you know?
The dad you rode in on. Wow.
And the dad you rode in on.
That's nuts.
That is pretty nuts.
Good show.
We're going to do a little investigation on other us. And maybe we'll be their personas next week.
We should.
Yeah.
So the 5th anniversary of YouTube.
It's only been out for five years. Wow.
Yeah.
And do you know what the first YouTube video was?
History of Dance?
No. That would be awesome. It was this guy.
Guy finds his flip-flop.
And that would be awesome, too.
Yeah. More time travel. 5 years ago on YouTube, the most popular video
on YouTube
was of a man finding his flip-flop at Coachella. 5 years in the future.
Why does everybody know that video now? You know that video.
It's funny.
It is pretty funny.
It is really funny. Because I think it's because we've all been there.
Yeah, we have. Where's my damn flip-flop?
But what does that mean in this age of technology is that you can't go out and get wasted at a music festival and not have somebody take a video of it and post it online and have 5 million
hits.
This
goes back to what we were talking about earlier about this is how people communicate. And instead of someone coming back, and this is how it used to happen in like 1990, 95.
Talk to the microphone.
You would come back. Shut the fuck up. I'm blowing.
You're vibing, man.
It's jazz, baby. It's New Orleans culture. Just
totally vibing.
But
switcher.
what used to happen is you would come back, and this is what I would do in college. I would tell stories. I'd be like, oh, the craziest thing happened on this trip. And there was one time I was at a restaurant, and like this lady, 95 years old, they brought her up in Florida, and she sang the most racist song I've ever heard in front of a restaurant of white people that were like, yeah.
And now I'm going to play your friends. Yo, dude, that totally never happened. That just doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. But now we can do this. We can take out our phones and we can record the whole thing.
Right.
But that's the interesting thing about today's age of communication. Besides that, is that you can communicate with someone that's in New Orleans and give them everything they need to know. You can give them video. You can give them audio. You can talk to them. You can update them every minute of the day. Back then, it was like, I have to be here. I have to be looking at your nipple right now.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Big
difference.
Should Dave and Giggles do a chat roulette?
We should do chat roulette.
Because I think if there was two of us and we had headphones on and microphones, they might take us a little bit more seriously.
You know, if Ustream's down next week.
Yeah, we'll do chat roulette.
We're going to do it on chat roulette. And it'll be a little better. It'll be like the audience, you just got to be on chat roulette until you find us.
Yeah, just keep looking for
us. Just keep going until you find the show.
But then we only get one lit. We only get one viewer.
One listener.
No, they can. It's not just one-on-one. Like,
you can do Ben. You've been.
No, it's one-on-one.
I've been,
yes, but it's one-on-one. That's not. You can't do it the other way.
We will do it next
Naked
week.
Curtis, chat roulette. Good show.
Yeah. So the first YouTube video ever was, give me a little music. First YouTube video ever was this guy at the zoo. It's like the San Diego Zoo. And it just cuts to him, and he's like, here we are at the zoo. Here's some elephants. And that's really all there is to say. It's a 19-second clip, and that's it. That was the first YouTube video ever.
How many hits does it have?
I don't know. I'll check it out. But okay. Probably a lot, because it's the first YouTube ever.
Right.
Ever. And it's only 5 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
And YouTube took over the world.
That sounds like a boring asshole.
I think YouTube is the Antichrist.
Antichrist. Why is that?
Because it's like, it's the all-knowing evil. You know?
God.
I take a whiz out.
This is coming from the Floridian.
You're not allowed to watch Terminator anymore.
I watched Terminator 4 last night.
Why?
Because I had to.
I fell asleep during that movie.
I had to.
I took a nap.
Is there a Terminator 4?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Salvation.
That was the one that just came out. And if I could kill anybody associated with that movie, it would be Mick G.
I want to kill him just because he did that to his name.
G is giraffe.
You think there's another Mick G out there?
Probably.
Now there's copycat McGs.
Yeah. G2.
Copycat McGs.
Oh, man.
All right. We're going to wrap this one up.
All right. McG, give me a call, man.
Give me a call,
I'm just
McG.
Angry because we
I
haven't talked
I
want to
be in your next movie, you know? Yeah. All right, what do we got for next week? Anything good?
Let's do a little chat roulette.
Chat roulette. Hopefully we'll get Ustream back up.
Mm-hmm.
Good show.
All right, so we should go out and do some interviews this week.
Yeah.
Record them.
We should. I got some free time this week.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe we do another little softy, Mr. Softy exclusive.
Yeah.
Find out what happened with it.
Let's do a little video. Let's get the video out there.
The video up.
Let's get some faces on the names.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. You look good.
You look real good.
Good show.
I'm tired.
Yeah. It's a rainy day. What's the weather like?
Still raining.
It's raining.
Men.
Wow. In Queens.
Good show.
Real good show.
I don't know how long we went.
Anything else?
My clock says
12:35
a.m. You
guys got any other questions for me?
If Dick Cheney, fresh out of the shower.
Yep.
He loofed his butthole.
Okay.
But for $5 million in cash, would you toss a salad for 30 seconds?
Would I toss Dick Cheney's salad?
You asked this last week, I think.
No,
I think you did.
Would I toss Dick Cheney's salad for 30 seconds?
For 30 seconds.
If he freshly loofed.
Roofed. Chef Freshly Roofed.
His asshole.
Yeah.
No.
Cash.
No.
Cash.
No.
Like a truckload of cash.
No.
For licking Dick Cheney's butthole.
No.
For 30 seconds.
No.
You would totally do it.
No.
Really?
No.
What about Betty White?
Yes.
She's fucking free, man. I would do that for free.
You gotta pay me to do that.
Shit. Mm-hmm. They would have to be freshly loofed, though.
Freshly.
Always.
Loofed.
Always freshly gotta loofed.
7 million, 5 million, 4.3.
What?
That's what we're saying for Saturday Night Live.
What would you take to lick Dick Cheney's butthole? 7 million?
7 million.
5 million?
7 million.
4.3 million. Any other question? Like, that was so good.
That was so good.
That was good. Made you think.
Some guy got his pinky ripped off.
Yeah.
Because of an iPad.
Oh, and I will tell people.
Somebody stole it?
Like somebody stole it out of his hand. He had the bag wrapped around his hand. Oh. The guy pulled it and pulled it and pulled it until he ripped his pinky off.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What would you give for a Klondike bar?
Pinky. All right, boys. That's the end of the show.
Good show.
Real good show. We are in the future.
People of the future. Lost ends and is not at all satisfying.
Not at all.
Saeed turns out to be Marty McFly.